Hello, yes ma'am, what is your name?
Hi, good afternoon, my name is Barbara Hayes.
Who has the please?
I do.
Okay. She's requesting a Navajo interpreter. Are you still requesting that, ma'am?
Yes.
Then they would have to do that on your end. Could you put the CO3 on and we'll see if they have anybody there to do it?
No, I can go ahead. I better understand the Navajo, but I can speak and read and write English, so I can go ahead.
Okay, and we have recorded that. Therefore, we will go ahead. We'll go ahead. Please, Honorable Mr. Leo, please continue with the hearing.
Good afternoon, ma'am. Will you please state your full name and ADC number for the record?
My name is Barbara Hayes, ADC number 306338.
Thank you, ma'am. You're appointed for the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency in reference to your community supervision or your community supervision revocation this afternoon. I'm going to introduce the board members that will conduct their hearing at this time. We have Mr. Louis Canovas, we have the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, we have the Honorable Gail Rittenhouse, and we have the Honorable Michael Johnson. My name is David Neal. I'll be the hearing lead. Also, today we have Mr. Osborne from the Department of Corrections, and he will also represent the parole officer today. Okay, prior to this hearing, you received a notification form advising you of this board hearing. Do you want that form now?
Yes, I do.
Okay, on that form, you will notify your right to appear and speak on your behalf or obtain a license attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself today, ma'am?
I'm representing myself.
Okay, I'm just going to give Mr. Osborne at this time. Do you sign this form to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yeah.
Okay. You're hearing me, ma'am?
I do.
So you're used to hearing that. Your hearing will be conducted in two phases this afternoon, ma'am. Phase one is the opinion that the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. Then phase two will be determined whether community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. So for phase one, what I'm going to do is I'm going to read the three allegations that are on your warrant. After each one, I'm going to ask you if it's true or false. And if you think it's false, then we'll get more information from Mr. Osborne and discuss it. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Allegation number one is a violation of Arizona Conditional Supervision Number 7 as demonstrated by your use of methamphetamine on or about June 12, 2017 per the TASC GCMS lab report dated June 22, 2017. Is that true or false, ma'am?
Medical math. That's true.
Okay. Allegation number two is violation of Arizona Conditional Supervision Number 7 as demonstrated by the use of alcohol, ETG, on or about June 12, 2017 per the TASC lab report dated June 22, 2017. Is that true or false, ma'am?
That's true. Let's fire orders.
Okay, and allegation number three is violation of Arizona Conditional Supervision Number 12C. Are demonstrated by your failure to report to the VQA Residential Community Behavioral Modification Program located at 7114 North 64th Drive in Glendale, Arizona, on or about June 20th, 2017, as verbally and written directed or written directed on June 20th, 2017, referring to your word not one known, but you were an abstainer from supervision. Is that true or false, ma'am?
That's true.
Okay. So based on the admissions of Ms. Hayes, I'm going to move to find that she was a legal action violated in terms of admission of
she
the
said admission. She was false, didn't she? Or did she?
No, she said
she didn't. Okay, I'm sorry. Please go ahead, sir.
Okay.
I apologize.
No problem. So based on the admission of Ms. Hayes, I'm going to find that she was delinquent, that she violated her terms and conditions of her supervision, and that she may have lapsed or not lapsed in the current ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Okay, motion by myself, second by Ms. Rittenhouse, and agreed upon by Dr. Wright, Mr. Johnson, and Ms. Kukinos.
Excuse me, sir?
Yes, ma'am?
Back on April 17th, I had mailed a letter. Did you guys ever receive it on April? I mailed it April 16th. Did you guys ever receive my letter?
Yes, we have a letter attached to the packet.
Okay, all right, just wondering.
Okay, yes. Now we're going to move forward into phase two. But before we actually start phase two of your hearing, Mr. Osborne is going to give us some background information. So just stay on the phone, and I'll be right back to you. Mr. Osborne.
Yes, sir. Ms. Hayes was released from DOC custody on January 9th of 2017. She was arrested on March 5th of 2018 of the San Diego County Sheriff's Office on her condom work status, and was returned back to our custody on March 18th of 2018 with 258 forgotten days, with a projected release date of June 23rd of 2018. Current conviction, 2015 aggravated DUI, 2 years, 1 month, and 2015 aggravated DUI, 1 year, 6 months. She's had one term with DOC, has a CUIR score of 2-1, a mental health score of 1, and a substance abuse score of 2. There's no SCG or gang information noted. She has a minimal disciplinary history. Other arrests, 2000 criminal damage, aiding juvenile probation. 2000 theft means transportation, aiding juvenile probation. And 2009 marijuana violation, AZ County Jail. And she has a community risk score of G3B1.
Thanks, sir. Okay. Ms. Hayes, I am going to go over a summary of your case supervision. And on your release, you were approved to reside at the Skelly House, which is in Attorney Avenue in Phoenix, Arizona. You claimed that your religious beliefs and customs were being disrespected, so you left the Skelly House on February 21st, 2017. Now, on that same day, you were approved to reside at the Solution, which is located on Longview Avenue in Phoenix, and you were later discharged due to frequently staying out past curfew. On March 24th, 2017, you were approved to reside at 5101 East Nandy Street in Phoenix. The parole officer spoke to your sponsor on June 8, 2017 in regard to your whereabouts, and it was discovered that you had not been back to the residence in over 30 days. Since you were claimed to be helping a friend take care of their kids for money at a different address, and that's what you wouldn't divulge what the address was. Then on June 13, 2017, you were temporarily allowed to reside at 217 West Avenue, number 201 in Phoenix, and that was with a covering. Verbal consent was obtained, and you were directed to report in the office on June 20th, 2017 to discuss your being placed at a more stable residence. On June 20th, 2017, you were verbally or writtenly directed to report to VRA located at 7114 North 66 Drive in Glendale, Arizona. And that's what you didn't report there. Why didn't you go to VRA when you were supposed to, ma'am?
Behavior modification, because I didn't want to go to a Christian-based recovery home. That's basically why.
Okay, so why did you abscond instead of discussing it with your parole office? Because a lot of halfway houses and programs out there are not faith-based specifically.
Because I just basically gave up on the system, I was angry at everything. I was angry at the judicial system, I was angry with the system, I was just angry in general, at myself, at the world, everybody.
Okay.
That's what.
So, let's see here, it says you were employed by Specialty Graphics on North Black Canyon?
Yes, I never turned any of my check stubs. I was there for about 2 months. I never turned any of my check stubs, though.
Okay, was that the only place you were employed?
Yes.
Okay, well, you know, you were employed, that's a good thing. And it's, this is the actual programming, and on January 9, 2017, you were referred to the SAFE program with a conversion date of April 9, 2017. On January 9, 2017, you also referred to TASC, and your compliance was, times you were supposed to submit, if you failed to submit, four were negative. But on June 12, 2017, the last one was entirely from death and funding and alcohol. I have a question for you. You said you made a meth?
Yeah.
Methamphetamine is a totally illegal substance.
All right, okay, yeah, well, illegal meth then.
Okay, thank you. You were legal if you were using to self-medicate yourself, that's what?
Yes.
Okay. Now, ready again. I'm going to ask my fellow board members if they have any questions at this time.
Mr.
Osborne?
Yes, sir. I just wanted to read from the current notice dated June 21st of 2017, just before the offender had absconded. This is from Aaron Cheatham, parole officer. So the offender reported for a face-to-face as directed on June 20, 2017. She was verbally reprimanded for her lack of compliance with parole. It was explained that she would be sanctioned and referred to the 90-day program at Beaverhead due to the recent drug use and alcohol consumption and not staying at her approved residence for over a month. When reprimanded for her alcohol use, the offender responded by saying, quote, "I don't give a fuck, I'm an alcoholic." This officer had the offender sign new conditions stating that she would participate and remain in the 90-day Beaverhead program. And then this parole officer Cheatham contacted the Beaverhead staff later that day to verify the offender entered the program, and she never arrived. And then on June 29th of 2017, parole supervisor Anthony Oliveri sent out three different absconder reduction program letters to give her a chance to come turn herself in. I just wanted to note that, sir.
Okay, sir. There's no mention of an objection to Beaverhead over the religious aspect?
Sir, Beaverhead is not a faith-based, it's only a treatment center, so.
Okay, and then there's no mention that she brought that up during the conversation?
No, sir.
Okay, thank you. Okay, any other questions from the board? Okay, then, we're near the end of your hearing. We're going to be going into discussion to make a determination whether to revoke your community supervision or to reinstate you. But before we do that, we'd like to give you an opportunity to make a final statement. Tell us anything else you think is pertinent to our decision, but we just ask that you don't repeat yourself. And now's your opportunity, ma'am.
Okay, no, I'm good. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Okay, we're going to be going into discussion. We'll be talking amongst ourselves. You may think we're addressing you, but we won't be. We'll be discussing it amongst ourselves. So stay on the phone. We just ask that you remain silent, and we'll make a decision and get back to you in a couple minutes, okay?
Sure.
Okay, the board is now in discussion. Well, this is it is an unfortunate situation. Apparently, Ms. A's does have a problem with alcohol, and that can be seen in her charges that she was incarcerated for. And some of the problem with drugs. She also seemed to have a problem following the rules of community supervision. But primarily, at this time, with the 258 days of scounding, I can't overlook that. And as one voting member, I would not recommend her for community supervision at this time. But I'm going to have a list of discussion from any of my fellow board members. Okay. Based on our information in warrant number 2017W2186, the testimony from Ms. Hayes, the information from the Department of Corrections, and our discussion, I move to revoke the community supervision of Ms. Hayes as she approved on a violated term and condition of supervision and that lapse for without a lapse in accordance with ways or company. Second.
Agree.
Motion by myself, seconded by Mr. Johnson, agreed by Dr. White, Mr. Canomas, and Dittmouse. Okay, ma'am, the board has voted to revoke your community supervision at this time. However, you should be released on about June 23rd of 2018. It's only about 52 days from now. At that time, you can go where you want. You don't have to worry about whether it's a, you know, Department of Correction facility that's faith-based or anything like that. But you do need to get a handle on your problems with alcohol, especially, and drugs. So we recommend that if you can, in the next few weeks, you should be able to attend some Narcotics Anonymous and Alcoholics Anonymous programs or meetings there on your yard. Most yards have that available, and I suggest that you see if you can attend some of those between now and time to get out. Make yourself a good plan so that when you get out, you can stay out and stay out of trouble and go on to be a productive citizen. I have no doubt that you have the ability. You just have the determination. So we wish you luck, ma'am, and this will end your hurries. And if you would put yourself back on the phone, please.